Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The information depicted in this podcast is purely for informational purposes only. Please consult your healthcare professional before making any changes to your lifestyle or routine.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I'm the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Today, I'm very excited to be exploring a very interesting technology that can be potentially very powerful to improve your sleep quality. And today, I'm joined in with Jan Kylänen. He's going to be talking to us about some incredible technology that can improve your sleep quality. So, Jan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Awesome. So maybe, did you want to let my listeners know, Jan, a little bit about yourself and how you got so interested in these particular noise cancelling technology?
Yeah, so my background, I studied physics and then I was working in Nokia, was it like 13 years and 1 year in Microsoft. And I have been all the time like a product and project manager leading this kind of innovation team and also doing like a lot of patents myself and always like excited to finding the better user experiences.
Awesome. So maybe we'll sort of explain to my listeners, because they're probably wondering, you know, what this technology is all about and how it actually works. So maybe, did you want to talk about the function and the actual purpose behind the development of these noise blocking, noise cancelling earplugs?
Yeah, perhaps I can start from there that, you know, when you have a wave and opposite wave, they are killing each other. Like that's like a basic physics is telling. And that is actually what the electronics do in the active noise cancelling device. There's microphone which hears the noise, and then there's electronics which generates sort of anti-noise. So exactly this right time of waves in right timing, and small speaker plays that. And when those are played together with the actual noise, they are like reducing really efficiently. Especially the low frequency sounds, it's really efficient way to cancel the noise.
And did you want to maybe, so I guess like from like a sleep perspective, obviously there are the basic traditional earplugs, you know, maybe like the rubber based earplugs that just block out a certain frequency. Do you want to sort of explain how these particular earplugs work compared to the older traditional forms of earplugs?
Yeah. So I would say that there's like a, now three different technologies how to cancel the noise in the nighttime. So this passive earplugs, I mean the phone earplugs or silicone or different material, which is just like a blocking the audio canal in your ear. Those are the passive ones. And then they're working quite well for the high frequencies. But the low frequencies, there's this long waves which goes through the walls, they will also go through these passive earplugs. And therefore, they are not doing that good job for example, snoring sound. Or if there's like a party next door or traffic noise coming through the walls, the passive ones really can't do much of those kind of noises. Then there are these noise masking devices. Maybe the Bose SleepBuds are the most famous of that. So their technology is based that they are just playing other masking sound, which is hiding the unwanted noise. But then you need to listen that masking sound all night long. And with that, it's not that good for your sleep quality because your brain is sort of a little bit like alerted all the time because you're listening to something. And then it's us making this active noise cancelling. So we have also the passive noise cancelling because it is plug. But then there's also the electronics to generate this opposite sound wave for the lower frequencies. And therefore, we make quite a big difference on that.
So I'd imagine the major benefits that users would experience and probably what you found through research is through the use of the Quieton, the version 3 is the current one that's out now?
Yes. 3 is the latest version.
So I'd imagine the whole intention and the major benefits that the user would experience would be less frequent nighttime awakenings, like micro awakenings. Is that right?
Yeah. That is maybe the biggest thing. But I would say that, no wake-ups, but it's also easier to get the sleep. At least for me, because when I've been using it a lot, and my brain has that sort of learned, when I put the plugs in my ear, the sound environment changes totally. It comes this calming silence, and I immediately get the sleep. It's something like learned behavior. And also when I've been traveling, especially like, being in a hotel or the strange places, a little bit like a small panic because you are in the strange place and you are especially sensitive for any noises at that time, shower in the next hotel room or something and you're waking up. But when you have these earplugs, it feels like home. It really like feels like the safe personal space or the sound environment is there and then you're sleeping like a baby.
Yeah, so I'd also imagine some of the major applications and the major benefits would be particularly for couples when maybe the partner, one of them snores, for example, right?
Yeah. That is, of course, the biggest use case. There are numbers like that 20% of the couples in USA are sleeping in different rooms because of the snoring. And there hasn't been really the solution for that. But this quite on, you can sleep with the snoring person. Of course, there are some snorers which are so loud that you can still hear something through. But typically, the noise level has decreased so much that you are able to sleep with it.
So what about, talk me through, I guess, like the generational changes that you've done over time. I'm sure you would have adapted and made the product better and better through different revisions. So maybe do you want to explain maybe that process from the idea and the concept to now where it is today?
Yeah, so if you really start from the original idea or something that it came a long time ago, it was actually when I was still like in previous job and traveling quite a lot and once being in the Beijing airport and exhausted after a long, working week. And I was testing this kind of over-the-ear earmuffs type of active noise cancelling device, which were quite new at that time. And when I put them on, I immediately felt this calm and silence and this silent bubble in the middle of the busy airport that I had this personal space. I felt that stress going down and just like enjoying myself there. But then I didn't buy the device. It was too expensive and too big and clumsy. I thought that I would never carry them with me. But I started thinking later on that the feeling was so good that what would be the biggest benefit what you could get it. And then I started thinking that if I could make that device so small that you could use it for sleeping, even like a head or pillow type of sleeping, that would be the best product in the world. And then we started. And it was 2015 when the company was established and we started to do those. And in that time, there were no active noise cancelling in the music listening earbuds or anything like that. Actually, those earbuds were just coming, like the first startups were doing those and that. Oh. And we were also thinking that should we put the music there? But then we just decided that no, that this active noise cancelling, this silence is much more valuable, and we don't want to make any compromises because of that. So when you are making the active noise cancelling like really efficiently and focusing on that, you have the much smaller power consumption and therefore much smaller battery, and that's for, you know, comfort and that those kind of things comes with that. And we made this active noise cancelling by using analog electrics. And that's why we were able to do this power consumption super low. And that's why we get this really, really small device. But still, like the first generation device was meant to already be for the sleeping device, but we needed to admit that it's still too big for, you know, perhaps like one third or the, you know, 25% were able to really sleep with those. And then we needed to, you know, change a little bit the strategy and start selling those more like for the travelers and focusing on those kind of segments, hearing protection. And also the dentists, for the dental clinics, they were really liking that kind of device that, you know, they have also the hearing damage, but no actual products which work in that environment. And then the business started with those kind of segments. Then we made the next generation product, which was, of course, smaller and more comfortable, but still not quite there yet. And I would say that this third generation product, that now it's like a small enough that when you really put it in the ear, you can't see it in the front view, and it really is like not even touching the pillow. And now it starts to be in the level that you can comfortably sleep with it.
Yeah, because I'd imagine one of the biggest challenges would have been to make it ergonomically like not too uncomfortable and making sure that it's able to actually stay within the ear, even if the individual's, you know, changing sides, changing positions. So I'd imagine that would have been a bit of a challenge to actually develop something for that.
Yeah, that's true. So we were doing this kind of taking friends and family and taking those molds from the ear and how the anatomy works. And it's quite big differences what kind of ears there is. But there are like some common features also that the anatomy of the ear is like a screw, this kind of thing. So when you have this kind of device which is small enough and you're able to rotate it in, sort of locks there. It really stays. That if somebody tells me that the quite doesn't, you know, stay in the ear like overnight, I'm quite sure that they were already, it wasn't, you know, well put at the beginning. Because if you put it like upside down, something like that, you know, then it may be. But if it's correctly in the ear, I would say that almost impossible that it would drop down. And of course, there are different size of ear tips because the size of the ear varies so much. So we have four different size of memory foam tips for adjusting the size correctly. And of course, it's really important for our technology that this passive noise reduction also works well. It means that it's airtight because the active part is counting on that the passive part works. So it's matching with these passive parts. And if it is leaking, then the active part is also failing. So that's why it's, even though it's just plug what you put in your ear, you need to be quite careful how to use it in that sense.
And I'd imagine, because I know a lot of my audience is concerned about like Bluetooth, EMF exposure and Bluetooth radiation. Is that so much a concern with the Quieton?
Not at all, because we don't have the Bluetooth. We don't have any, you know, connectivity or any radio signal there. It's just like a local processing of the audio. So there's no radiation at all.
Awesome. And also maybe do you want to explain maybe a bit about the battery life, how long after one charge and how long it takes to charge the device?
Yeah, so the battery for the single charge for the plug is more than 20 hours already. And then we have the battery in the charging case. So practically, if you charge this once per week, it's enough.
Wow.
Because when you store the device, there's always charging full, and the battery for the charging case is so big that it lasts for that 1 week of the sleeps, I would say.
Yeah, this is really fascinating, Jan, because I guess one thing that I like to talk about is the importance of blocking out all the lights in our environment, because obviously sleeping in a dark environment is important for good quality sleep. But I guess one area that's often neglected is like the background noise and the ambient sound that can, like I said before, this small sounds in the background that if your body's not really used to them, can actually cause those micro awakenings and actually release cortisol and affect melatonin production, right?
Yes, yes, that's true. I was also reading, there's a lot of research around the background noise and sleep, which are, you know, World Health Organization, and those are doing, when they have been calculating how close the roads can be for the, you know, areas where you're building houses and how you need to isolate the noise. And therefore, there are a lot of research done around this area. And if you go like about 45 decibels noise, background noise, it starts to be like more than 50% finds almost impossible to sleep. Then you start to be like an insomnia. But then already in the 35 decibel noise, you start to be like seeing this restlessness that you are moving quite a lot. And then you also see that less of the REM sleep and deep sleep. And even though you have like a sleeping time, your sleep quality is lacking. Because if you don't have those crucial sleeping periods during the night, your creativity and also like a recovery from the day's, you know, memory demanding tasks is not working. And if that continues longer time, it will be severe health issues coming there.
Yeah, even touching on that point is, I guess, with what I call, they're called biohacks, for example. And what I personally do is I wear an eye mask during the night. I also tape my mouth during the night so that I'm breathing through my nasal cavity. Now I'm thinking about when I'm going to get the quiet on is I'm now going to have the quiet on earplugs. I'm going to have earplugs, eye mask, and out and a mouth and mouth tape to sleep.
Yeah, the full gear. I haven't never heard about this mouth gear, but I'm also using the eye mask, especially in the summertime. You know, we are so up north in Finland that we have this midnight sun, so it's really sunny in the middle of the night in the summertime. So you need to have extra care for getting the darkness.
Yeah, maybe do you want to explain to my listeners a little bit about, you said 35 to 45 decibels. So like, what would that typically, could that be like the sound of an airplane going over the top of the house? Or like, what is that typically?
Yeah. So the decibel scale is even though it's a logarithmic scale, it's meant to how the people feel or react to noise. So if you're talking loudly, then it's like 70 decibel. Our discussion now is something like 50 decibels. I would say this 30 decibels is like whispering, something that you can still, you know, get the words what other people are talking, but still it's like quite noisy. And then this zero level is something that you're just about able to hear something. So yeah. So that is the scale for just about to hear something to talking. And between that is somewhere there is this level, which starts to be affecting pretty.
So from like the early adopters, those that have experienced and experimented with the technology, these earplugs, what's like the general consensus, the general feedback? I'd imagine those that wear it once, like fall in love with it and they want to wear it every single night. So like, what's the feedback been like so far?
Yeah, so the feedback has been really good, especially those which say that, thank you for saving our marriage. Yeah. I'm finally able to sleep with my partner. That may be the biggest thing. But of course, many people are also saying that they just, you know, they are more energized and feeling better because they are sleeping better. And of course, there are a lot of big benefits, like people thinking that do they need to move from the, you know, different apartment in the big cities or something because the noise is something that they can't take it anymore. And then they'll find a solution like this. So yeah, it's glad to hear when people are saying something like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And as far as like, I know we sort of touched on the fact that it actually acts like a bit of like a screw. You actually twist it in. Did you also mention there's different sizes as well?
Yeah, so there's ear tips. So there's soft foam parts here. I can show it. So this is something that you can take it out and change. And there are four different sizes for different ears. So, and this mainframe part, this is of course something that you are not changing, but that fits in this cochlear area in the ear. So there are plenty of room for that.
So that basically accommodates for all different sizes, I'd imagine. Like it would accommodate for most.
Yes, well, more or less. Of course, we haven't seen somebody that, you know, nothing fits, and we have tried to find out even smaller tips somewhere, or you know. And also we have seen like a super large ears, and then we have also seen something that it's super large at the beginning and then it goes super small.
Oh, wow.
And then it's actually like even discussion that should we put the smaller tip and put it like deeper, or having the larger one and keep it like a little bit, which is better. And it's, you know, but I would say that, you know, 95% will find this and some of those four to fit well.
Interesting. And I just thought about another application for the actual technology would be, how would it go on an airplane?
Yeah, the airplane is, of course, good use case. This,
yes,
they also want to sleep and try to keep, you know, put a head like this in the headrest. And the airplane noise is something like, I would say that the biggest volume of the noise is somewhere like 80 hertz, 80 to 100 hertz. So it's really low bandwidth noise. And if you put the foam earplugs in the airplane, it's almost no difference, like a 5 to 10 decibels difference only. But the active noise cancelling making really big difference for that.
Yeah.
And of course, our battery life, this is something that there's always battery for the travelers.
You would have to travel all the way around the world to, like, from one to actually run out of battery, you'd have to go all the way around. Maybe from Australia to Finland. I don't know how many hours. I think it's like 20 hours, actually.
Yeah, it will take something like that, especially when you switch the plans.
So with the company itself now, like, you guys, obviously this is the core focus, is the one product you have now, but are you guys thinking about expanding into different, you know, products, or what's on the horizon?
Yeah, so this previous generation product is now that we have the hearing protection certificates, and it's like official, and it's excellent for the dental clinics and hearing protection. That business will start when we, little by little. And of course, we are looking some opportunities in the other segments where we could do with the active noise cancelling, and there are some like secret projects actually ongoing. But still, I would say that this being able to improve the sleep and well-being, that is the biggest thing. That's the biggest benefit what we can imagine to do for the people. And therefore, that is our core focus in the future too.
Yeah, that's excellent. As far as shipping goes, like, right now, is your predominant market more so the European markets or also United States?
Yes, the USA is more than 50% already, something like 55%. And actually, Australia, UK, and Canada, Germany, those are the next ones.
Oh, wow. So
Australia was actually quite significant already for some reason.
Wow. We must all have noisy partners and lots of snores.
Yeah, that's my opinion. But also, I've been thinking that, you know, we are only selling for now like in our web shop, so online sales. And I think that you Australians are, you know, common with the online shopping for some reason.
Yeah. Well, for those listening in, I will have a link and also a discount code for my listeners if they want to purchase. So I'll make sure to link that in the show notes for those listening in. So international shipping is currently permitted, and you guys do that now?
Yeah, we are shipping all around the world. Only exceptions are like North Korea and Russia now.
Yeah. And I just thought of something now, is actually when I was, you know, going to a lot of clubs in lots of loud disco nightclubs, things like that, the earplugs that I personally bought with me, they're specific to just, I think they're specifically designed to cancel out the, like, the high treble sound or something. These earplugs, they wouldn't be appropriate for like going out in loud music events, for example.
I would say that you know, in the former earplugs, the problem is that, like I said, this low bandwidth noise comes through and higher frequencies are cancelled, and therefore the sound of the music is not sounding natural. It sounds like type of sound what you will hear through. So with the active noise cancelling device, this audio response is like that. It sounds like the normal because the whole frequency scale is scaled down. But still with this, our device is, I think that when you go like clubs or somewhere where the audio level starts to be like 100 decibels or something, the limiter of the electronics hits in, and therefore it might be like a switching on and off the device, and that doesn't sound good. So I wouldn't recommend it for the, you know, concerts or even in clubs. It might be that the limiter hits in already.
Yeah. I also want to emphasize that to my audience listening in, is the potential dangers associated with, you know, exposing your ears to very loud noises that can actually cause ear damage, right? Like, you'd probably know more about this, is like anything above 100 decibels for like more than 10 minutes can cause ear damage, right?
Yeah, that is true. And if you go like over 120, it come like right away. So this kind of big hit, like, shotgun fire or something like that, it's like one time can be enough. And then also it's interesting that we have been looking at the research in the dental clinics. Even though the noise level there, average noise level is only 75 decibels, you know, the regulation starts from 85 that you need to use the hearing protection. And even 10 decibels lower average level, but because they are like 8 hours per day in that kind of environment, it was seen that 40% of the dentists have the hearing damage when they retire.
Wow.
And there's like a comparison that the, you know, normal doctors, which have the, you know, same type of way of living and all of that, and they don't have it. So this comparison is quite strong that it really comes from this workplace noises.
Yeah, that's interesting. You wouldn't really think that like a dentist would suffer from, you know, noise hearing damage, but you mean it's just from like the sound of the drill, for example, or?
Yeah, and then just nowadays they're using the ultrasound for cleaning their teeth, but there are also this kind of bumps and hoovers and this kind of machinery noise there quite a lot.
Wow.
So, and that's like continuous noise there.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting. I think it's really impressive what you guys are doing as far as like your mission and objective is to improve sleep quality, because again, you guys would know the importance of high quality sleep helping with recovery, more energy the next day, better memory consolidation, reduced risk of Alzheimer's disease, reduced risk of all sorts of diseases. So I think you guys are doing a great job, and it's good to see, you know, new health technology making an appearance, and yeah, really, really impressive with what you guys are doing.
Thank you. And really, like, I've been also in this kind of sleep technology events and looking, and there are a lot of technology like this Oura Ring and this, by the way, this is coming from the same city. I know the guys. There are a lot of things which are monitoring and following up your sleep and all that, but not that many inventions which are really helping or improving the situation. And therefore, we are a little bit like standing out there that we are really making the change and improvement.
Yeah, excellent. So I'll make sure to leave that linked in the show notes, and all the research and the technology information, I'll make sure to leave that linked for those listening in. But otherwise, that was fantastic. I'm really excited to, you know, learn more and also showcase the technology to my audience. I'm sure they're going to want to buy one immediately and test it out. But otherwise, I wanted to say, yeah, thanks so much for coming on the show, Jan.
Okay. Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining in to today's episode. For in-depth show notes and lessons learned, visit nofilter.media/boostyourbiology.
This has been a No Filter Media production.
Say what you want.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.